Things you should know about the San Francisco 49ers. The San Francisco 49ers, of course, begin playing at Levi's Stadium this fall in 2014. At Levi's Stadium, you can pick your own replay. Yeah, that's right. Fans will be able to pick their own replay. If I could only do that in my real life, I'd go back and revisit every relationship with every girl I ever broke up with and see what I could change and make better. And of course, knowing that information, make no changes whatsoever. Levi Stadium has free Wi-Fi. Free Wi-Fi. Rumor is that several luxury boxes were sold just based on that information. Hey, how much for the luxury box? $500,000 a year? Forget it. What? Free Wi-Fi? Sold! The San Francisco 49ers are tied with Dallas in second place as the NFL team with the most Super Bowl wins, with 5 each. However, Dallas leads the league in passes going over the heads of receivers. The San Francisco 49ers were the first major league professional sports franchise based in San Francisco and the oldest major professional sports team in California. Other teams shortly followed the 49ers, including the Oakland Krunk, the Sacramento Boredom, and the Santa Cruz Medical Buds. The 49ers were the first team of the Big Four sports to have a professional franchise in the Western United States. Of course, the Big Four sports are football, baseball, basketball, and hockey fights. Shortly after the 49ers were established, the Cleveland Rams moved to Los Angeles. They started playing in Cleveland in 1936 and moved to Los Angeles in 1946, so it only took them 10 years to get the hell out. The first play the 49ers scored points on was a pass. Woody Hayes heard they made a passing play and crossed them off his holiday card list. The famous football play called the alley-oop was originated by the 49ers. In later years, the term alley-oop was also used for the name of a favorite sandwich sold at restaurants in North Beach, an Olympic volleyball strategy, and a little-known sexual position involving real football helmets, football pads, and a marching band. 49ers coach Red Hickey came up with the famous shotgun formation in 1960. In this formation, the quarterback lines up 7 yards behind the center. This gives him time to climb into a circus cannon. The fullback aims the cannon while the halfback lights the fuse. Average yardage gains using the shotgun in 1960 was 97 yards. A few times they overshot the stadium completely. In 1960 alone, the quarterback catapulted outside the stadium 3 different times, ending up in a brothel, a crab shack, and the San Francisco Bay. The Chicago Bears were the first team to learn how to defeat the shotgun formation. They moved players closer to the line of scrimmage, rushed the quarterback, and distracted him with deep dish pizza. The 49ers moved to Candlestick Park after the end of the 1970 season. It was a new stadium built south of the city because that was one of the few areas with enough room. The only other areas with enough space were the East Bay, Marin County, and Governor Ronald Reagan's hair. For the first few years, Candlestick had natural bluegrass, which was perfect for grazing horses there in the off-season. During the season, they also let underpaid rookies graze there as well. The first NFC championship the 49ers won at Candlestick was in 1982, when Dwight Clark snagged a pass from Joe Montana for the game winner. Dubbed the catch, it is one of the most famous plays in the history of the game. Mr. Clark and Mr. Montana were both made saints by the city of San Francisco, and the 49ers were recognized as an official religion by the federal government. What do you mean people won't know who Governor Ronald Reagan is? The guy was the president. Actually, you may be right.